Greetings in Christ. I am Pastor Dougman. The New Testament reading for today is from Acts chapter 22, verses 17 through 29. When I had returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple, I fell into a trance and saw him saying to me, "Make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, because they will not accept your testimony about me." And I said, "Lord, they themselves know that in one synagogue after another I imprisoned and beat those who believed in you. And when the blood of Stephen, your witness, was being shed, I myself was standing by and approving and watching over the garments of those who killed him." And he said to me, "Go, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles." Up to this word they listened to him. Then they raised their voices and said, "Away with such a fellow from the earth, for he should not be allowed to live." And as they were shouting and throwing off their cloaks and flinging dust into the air, the tribune ordered him to be brought into the barracks, saying that he should be examined by flogging to find out why they were shouting against him like this. But when they had stretched him out for the whips, Paul said to the centurion who was standing by, "Is it lawful for you to flog a man who is a Roman citizen and uncondemned?" When the centurion heard this, he went to the tribune and said to him, "What are you about to do? For this man is a Roman citizen." So the tribune came and said to him, "Tell me, are you a Roman citizen?" And he said, "Yes." The tribune answered, "I bought this citizenship for a large sum." Paul said, "But I am born a citizen." So those who were about to examine him withdrew from him immediately, and the tribune also was afraid, for he realized that Paul was a Roman citizen and that they had bound him. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours, from God our Father, through his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Paul asked the centurion, "Is it lawful for you to flog a man who is a Roman citizen and uncondemned?" Certain rights and privileges come with citizenship. Those who are not citizens are not entitled to the same rights and privileges as citizens. The bulk of the Roman Empire's population were not citizens of the empire. Only the elite and the rich were allowed to become citizens. Like Paul, you could be born a citizen. Or like the Roman tribune, you paid a large sum to become a citizen, whether money or life as a successful gladiator. Paul insists on his right to a trial as a Roman citizen. Generally, Paul never insisted on his rights for any reason, saying it is not because we do not have that right, but to give you in ourselves an example to imitate. When he does insist on his rights, everyone paid attention. The centurion reports Paul's statement to the tribune, sending it up the pipeline. The tribune ordered everyone to leave him alone. The next day, as we will see in tomorrow's reading, he assembles the chief priests and the Sanhedrins to know the real reason why Paul was being accused by the Jews. A few years later, Paul invokes his right to appeal his case to Caesar himself. There was a citizenship, however, that Paul invoked very frequently, probably even daily. Our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior. This citizenship gives us the privilege and the right to preach the gospel. This citizenship gives us the privilege and the right to everlasting life and salvation. This citizenship gives us the assurance of all of God's blessings being poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. This heavenly citizenship only comes through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Your baptism into his life, death, and resurrection is the only way you become a citizen. This heavenly citizenship is yours only through the great sum, the greatest sum that Jesus paid for you. This heavenly citizenship transcends all the earthly issues that weigh us down. Jesus tells St. Paul, "They will not accept your testimony about me." Paul disagrees. "They themselves know that in one synagogue after another I imprisoned and beat those who believed in you." St. Paul reminds Jesus that those who are seeking to kill him now are the same ones who had given him the authority to do all the things that he had done to Christians before his conversion. Jesus says to him, "I will send you far away to the Gentiles." I wonder when Paul saw Jesus' point. A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and in his own household. the chief priest in the Sanhedrin knew Paul. They knew his history. They would not listen to him, regardless of what he had to say. When Paul mentions the Gentiles, that's when the crowd turns against him. Salvation was only supposed to be for the Jews. But Jesus changed all that. He offers his heavenly citizenship to all who believe in him, to everyone who believes in his heart that Jesus is Lord and confesses that with his mouth. These are who joined St. Paul, the rest of the apostles, the prophets, and all the saints, past, present, and future, in his heavenly band. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord. Jesus offers you this heavenly citizenship. It is his gift to you with every right and privilege that is promised with it. They are yours because he has made you his. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you promised that when we are dragged before kings and governors for the sake of your name, you will give us a mouth of wisdom to bear witness to your saving grace. Give us courage in these gray and latter days to proclaim the gospel, even in the face of those who do not accept our testimony of you. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of his Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.